and welcome to the Pride Spotlight here at Radio Tacoma. My name is Annie, and this is a Shyly Out Loud production. I'm joined today by a drag queen, Nikki Sachs herself. And so without further ado, here is Nikki. Nikki, can you tell us your pronouns and describe yourself just a little bit for folks?
Well, hello, Tacoma. All right. I'll be serious for a second. I'm just trying to be my fabulous self, like, you know what? But it is Pride Month. So anyway, straight to the point. My pronouns, when I'm in full drag, wearing a dress, wig, shoes, eyelashes, and fingernails, everything that comes with drag, I go by she or her. Mm-hmm. But when I'm a guy, when I'm out of drag, I prefer to be labeled as he, but I'm not very picky on pronouns because some people know me as Nathan, but others know me as Nikki. But it's funny because my first and last name, Nathan S, is the same as my drag initials.
Oh, Nikki Sachs. Is that why you picked that drag name?
Yes. When I first started, my sister kind of helped me pick out the name because, like, I was just looking for ideas, like, when I was actually about to start doing this about 14 years ago.
Can you describe what it was like to get started in drag?
Very nerve-wracking. But I was actually going to a show downtown Tacoma called On the Rocks, watching the Queens of the Nights production. And I have never seen anything so amazing and so fun to do with all the costumes, all the group numbers, all the individual talent. And I got to tell you, I think there was a big part of me that wanted to do it at the beginning. But even before that, like, I've always kind of pictured myself, even in my high school years, even in my middle school years, I always saw myself performing as a female artist and singing female songs, especially my first female character obsession was Ariel from The Little Mermaid. And that's been my favorite movie since I was 4 years old.
Especially
since she started singing Part of Your World, like, that voice, I think that voice just, like, lured me in. It was a siren. It was my calling since I was four. But the first concert I ever went to was a Britney Spears concert at the Tacoma Dome.
Okay.
I think this was back in, like, 2001, 2002. I went with a friend. Like, you know, some of my other friends were saying, like, she was hot and everything. And you know, I had to play the masculine part as well. But that's not how I felt. I felt different. Like, I wanted to be her. I didn't want to be with her. I wanted to be her.
I can relate to that. I can definitely relate to that on a different level of wanting to be someone that doesn't present as masculine or feminine. I, by the way, use they and them pronouns. And so I totally get feeling like you want to be somebody else. So drag does that for you?
Yes.
Awesome. Can you let me know what pride means to you?
Pride. Well,
the capital P kind.
Yes, absolutely. Pride means a lot of things to me. And there's, like, you know, pride comes from the heart, from how you feel about yourself and about others, about your community. You know, at first, when I first went to a pride event when I was 17, way before I came out of the closet as bisexual, I was starting to see all these rainbow flags. Not only was I seeing things in color and the grayness seemed to fade away, but I was starting to see the color coming from everybody. And I was starting to feel the vibes that I'm not alone. Even before I came out, I realized I'm not alone because I felt connected with people who were so much like me in every single way because I grew up in kind of a conservative neighbor, neighborhood and I went to kind of a conservative school, you know, I felt outcasted from everybody in kind of a way. Like, people liked me for me. I mean, I was involved in a lot of school stuff, school plays and everything. And then, but I still felt like I was standing on the outside. And I've kind of been feeling like that way, like, most of my life. And then I started hanging out at on the rocks, making new friends, you know, dancing, going to shows all the time. You know, it was my safe zone. It felt like I was home. Like, it's not just certain places. It's being around certain people that you feel safe around. That's what pride is to me. Like, you know, being able to be yourself.
And Nikki, what do you think people can do this month to raise more awareness around important global issues in the LGBTQ plus community?
I think, especially in this community, I'm glad that we're starting with the Drag Queen Story Hour and stuff, but we got to have more public events, like maybe not just drag shows, because we are starting to have drag shows pick back up again because during the last year with COVID and everything that's been going on, we need to have like more outings, more out in the park events, and we need to have more places that we can actually have pride, because downtown Tacoma is okay, but it's kind of a closed space. And I was one of my first prides was at Wright Park on 6th Avenue. We need to have places like that again. But we also need, and it's not just pride events, we need to have like LGBT movie nights, you know, dance parties or something, not just at Silverstone or the Mix, wherever there's dancing, but you know, community barbecues. There's so much we can do to raise awareness. I have a whole long list, but it would take me hours and hours to go through it.
And I unfortunately don't have hours and hours to go over that list. However, I understand. I understand. There is lots of things that we can do to help impact the LGBTQ plus community. And definitely having more spaces where we can show off our pride. I hear you. I completely hear you. You mentioned story time, I think is what you said. Can you explain a little bit about that and what's going on there?
There's this new thing that started up a little while ago called Drag Queen Story Hour, and that in some other states and stuff, although it's been causing problems with protests and stuff for people who are against LGBTQ. I think we need to have more of those to send a message that, and to teach kids and stuff, so we can get the kids involved in our community and educated. So that, and it not just with queens reading the stories, but kings as well. All right. So an example of Drag Queen Story Hour. There's actually an event coming up that I myself will be participating in, and at Matisse's Beauty Supply on 12th Avenue. Is it 12th Avenue or 12th Street?
It's 12th and Proctor is all I know about for it.
Okay. 12th and Proctor, right by the Flippin' Out Burger Joint. There's a little place called Matisse Beauty Supply. It is a Black woman and veteran owned business. It's actually a wig supply store with some beauty necessities and stuff, like, you know, hair clips, you name it.
Right.
And anything that can make a drag queen happy as well. but on June 23rd, there will be two reading sessions.
Okay.
And I will be doing both. The 1 o'clock session, I will be reading the book Enchanted, bringing a little and it's actually the Disney movie that came out in 2005, where it's a crossover between a Disney fairy tale and reality. For those of you that haven't seen it, starring Amy Adams and Patrick Dempsey.
Mm, I'm afraid to admit that I've never seen Enchanted.
Oh, give me your card right now. No, you're in trouble.
I'm going to the second one. Can you let me know a little bit more about the second one? Or let folks know a little bit more about the second one?
Absolutely. So Enchanted is the 1 p.m. session, and there's a 4 p.m. session where I will be reading 101 Dalmatians in light of the new Cruella movie that just came out.
And see, I am fixing to go see that new Cruella movie.
Me too.
We just haven't had a chance to sneak our way over there, but I'm going to be at Matisse's, and I will be taking photos and posting them on our website of you in full drag. So folks listening, be on the lookout at radiotacoma.org to see pictures of Nikki in her beautiful drag outfit. And hopefully we can see you there. If you would like more information about what Nikki's up to and about the story time that's happening at Matisse's, please visit our website, again, radiotacoma.org, and you can learn more there. Continuing on, what Pride events have you gone to in the past?
Well, I have been to Grays Harbor Pride a couple years ago, right after I got crowned debutante 26.
Ooh, what's that mean?
It's a training title for a nonprofit organization in Tacoma called the Imperial Sovereign Court of Tacoma.
Hmm.
Diamond Empire of the Cascades. But after COVID, we changed the name to Diamond Phoenix Empire, not Empire of the Cascades.
Hmm.
So it's actually a nonprofit organization that does like nonprofit fundraisers. You know, we help raise money. An example of us raising money is have you guys ever heard of AHAT Home Care?
I've not.
It's an LGBT housing organization for people who are living and dying with AIDS. And what our organization does is we raise money to help provide them with shelter, food, blankets, clothes, and necessities to help, like, you know, make people feel comfortable while they're staying there.
So is it similar to hospice care, only it's specifically for LGBTQ plus?
It is ran by LGBT, but I think that everybody is welcome. Everybody is welcome who's living with or dying with HIV. Like anybody's welcome. You know, they're just trying to make the place comfortable.
That's really awesome.
And the last thing, one of the last events that we had right before COVID hit, our organization came together and with members of the community dug deep into their hearts and raised $6,000 for them. $6,000 for the organization.
That is awesome. That's really cool. I'm glad that you guys, that there is an organization out there. Do you have anything you would like to say to folks who may be interested in getting into drag?
Well, actually, yes, I do. And I mean, number one, don't be afraid to be yourself and put yourself out there. It's like when I step into drag, it brings my persona to life. It like makes me feel like a different person, but in a good way. But you know, it makes me feel like an animated cartoon character.
Okay.
But there are some things that people should know, that you know, drag can be very costly, especially when buying wigs, buying dresses, buying makeup, fingernails, eyelashes, shoes, all all sorts of stuff that come with drag. It is kind of expensive, so just kind of be prepared for that.
Okay.
But just start off slow and kind of work your way up.
So people can just gather a piece here and a piece there, and eventually a queen will come alive?
Correct, but it does not happen overnight. Like, when I first started, I had no clue what I was doing. The people who ran the club that I was at kind of took me under their wing a little bit and just gave me a list of stuff that I needed to go pick up, like makeup wise. But, you know, and another thing, be open to teachings from other queens and other performers who have been around longer.
Mm-hmm.
Another rule is make sure you know your words when performing on stage. Like, you know, you're not really singing, you're lip syncing and creating an illusion for the audience that you're impersonating an artist.
I've never been to a drag show, but I am so excited to visit one. Someday I hope to go to a show live and in person. I hope that I get the invite when you get back into doing more bigger public events. Again, can you let us know when you're going to be at Matisse's for the story hour?
Yes. I plan on being there in full drag around noon to kind of get organized and set up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first session will start at 1 o'clock, which is where I'm reading Enchanted. And then I will be there in the middle somewhere, like either taking a break for maybe a half hour or so, then meeting with people, I can always do a meet and greet. You know, we're just kind of playing it by ear. But then 4 o'clock is going to be our next reading session where we have 101 Dalmatians.
I am so down to be there. I will be putting up on the Radio Tacoma website information about the event at Matisse's Beauty Supply. And it was very nice talking to you tonight, Nikki, or today, I guess. And I wish you luck in the future.
Absolutely.
Reading is a Drag with Nikki Sachs will be held Wednesday, June 23rd at Matisse's Beauty Supply. The reading of Enchanted will be at 1 p.m., followed by 101 Dalmatians at 4 p.m. Check out radiotacoma.org/events for more information.